Hey everyone, welcome back to Perfectly Poured. I'm your host, Brittany, and today's episode is going to hit home for a lot of you. I have a quick question for y'all. Have you ever felt fear creeping in, maybe stopping you from living your purpose? If you're nodding your head right now, I want you to keep listening because we're going to dive deep into how to overcome that fear. And guess what? I'm not alone today. I've got someone very special here with me, my amazing husband, Q. Everybody, please welcome him in. We do not have this all.
Hey, y'all, what's going on? I'm excited to be here. Trust me, this conversation is about to get real. It's about to be dope. I'm so happy to be here with my wife. Love her very much.
Mm-hmm. I appreciate that. It's okay. Yes, it is. Today, we're going to talk about fear and how it shows up in our lives, how to break through it, and how we both dealt with fear on our journey. But before we get into that today, I want to remind you to hit that subscribe button and share this episode with a friend who needs to hear this message or even a family member. And don't forget to also hit like. Trust me, you're not going to want to miss what we've got in store today. Okay, so let's go ahead and get into it. Babe, I have a big question. Not for you, though. This question is for our listeners. Well, I'm going to ask you that later. But for our listeners, what is fear really? I want you guys to think about this. Like, what's the one thing that's been holding you back because of fear? I want you to drop it in the comments or even DM me. We'd love to hear your story and even feature it on our next episode. So what does fear look like for you, though?
For me, fear was always this invisible barrier, stopping me from stepping up in areas of my life where I knew I needed to grow, whether that was as a husband, a father, and in my career.
Yeah, same here. Fear is so sneaky. It creeps in. Sometimes it shows up as that big pink elephant in the room. You know, doubt ourselves and our abilities and our faith in our purpose. But when we recognize fear for what it is, we can face it head on. And that's what we want to help you guys do today. So I want to share, you know, our personal stories, if that's okay with you, on how fear showed up for us. So babe, starting with you, what's one time you felt fear really holding you back?
Wow, that's a really deep question. So I think one big moment was when we were starting our family. You know, the responsibility was, you know, a little overwhelming, but, you know, I was a little afraid of messing up and, you know, not being the leader I needed to be. But then I realized fear is just that something that holds you back, but it doesn't define you. It doesn't.
I remember feeling that too, especially with just like such a big responsibility. Taking care of a child is no joke. And I remember it because I went through that too. You know, this is actually something that I'm actively working through myself. And it showed up in different things, especially when I took the leap of faith and stepped out to launch my business. And of course, this podcast, there was like this voice that was doubting me. And it was just like loud, like, what if I fail? But, you know, I realized that even if I fail, that's just a stepping stone. And there's no room for me to fail because I'm doing exactly what I was called to do. You know, So, all right, listeners, I want to hear from y'all. I want you to take a second and think about what's something that you put off because of fear. Maybe it's that career move. Maybe it's starting a new project, or maybe it's even mending a relationship. I want you to take a leap of faith and drop it in the comments or DM me. And then next time when we have an episode, I would love to share some of your stories or even in future episodes, because trust me, we're all going through it. And that's the whole point of this podcast.
Of course. And, you know, don't be shy. We're all family here. You know, sharing helps others and who might need, you know, the same thing or might be feeling the same thing. So.
Exactly.
I didn't get that. Could you try again?
Okay. Sorry. Sarah may not have gotten it, but also I do want to take a second to also share, you know, different things before we get into how to solve it. I do want to get a little bit deeper. into practicality, especially when it comes to facing fear. For me, fear, like before Q met me, or even when Q met me, I am still resilient, let me correct myself, but I was fearless at that time. Like, I was the risk taker. I was just like, whatever, let's just do it, you know, do it now, ask questions later. And I think as I got older, and I think also like with handling responsibilities of course, sharing my life with somebody and now creating our own family and our foundation, I had to step out of that. And then of course, like as I grew into my faith, correcting myself, right? And I want you to know that there is redemption. There is redemption. Currently seeing a therapist has helped me too as well. I see a Christian counselor and it has helped me immensely overcome a lot. And just want to highlight this. When you see a counselor, a lot of people think that it's supposed to be an instantaneous thing. Like when you go to the doctor, right? You get your antibiotics. The whole point of having a counselor or a therapist is to have a guide to help you throughout this thing called life. And for me, one of the segments that we've been working on has been how to practically get over fear and how to face it. And I know you had moments in your life. You just had a big moment in your life where you had to step to the plate and overcome your fear. And just watching you through your faith and through your support, that has been a beautiful thing. Would you like to share?
Well, you know, most people know I lost my dad back in the summer of last year, and that was probably the most scariest part of my life. Because, you know, losing a parent, that's something that no one wants to face. And, it was just hard. It was a hard time for me, but luckily I had family, I had friends, I had my wife who was always there talking to me about, just keeping faith strong and, you know, that she's always with me no matter what, and just talk about my feelings, you know. And of course, with all that, I still went to therapy because I knew that I also needed professional help to get through my grieving. And even though I'm still grieving, it's not as strong as it was at the beginning of the year, but you know, I've learned to just trust in God, trust in my faith, and you know, when I needed help the most, I always pray and make sure that I'm always okay.
I think that's beautiful. I think a big piece of it with overcoming fear is giving yourself grace and also reminding yourself. There is a scripture, 2 Timothy says that God has not given us a spirit of fear. And it's really amazing to me how this shows up multiple times throughout the Bible, but it's true. He's not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. And really, with that being said, if you understand that fear itself literally tries to paralyze you, to take away your power, it really tries to take away the love, and it also takes away the sound mind, because then you react in anxiety. But really, in all honesty, what I've learned through my time in counseling is that fear is another emotion that tells us what's going on with us, within us. And if we face it by checking in with ourselves and say, you know what's going on right now, then we're able to go ahead and overcome that, which I think is very beautiful. And you get your power back and you learn how to love yourself and to have practicality and how to love others in the situation that seem deeming. And that doesn't mean that you should bypass danger or whatnot or be oblivious. It just means that you need to tap into your discernment. And I think that's also a huge thing, because that's part of the sound mind. And when you face your fears, you gain visibility, you gain back into, you know what, I do have a sound mind. I do have my power. You gain your power back. So with that being said, thank you for sharing.
Of course.
With that being said, I want us to talk about some real ways to overcome fear. So if you want to go ahead and take notes, if you're listening, I would highly recommend it. We've got some practical steps that we personally use to push through tough times and times where we felt paralyzed by fear and overcame it, because you are victorious. I want to let you know that. So what do you think?
I'd say first, you know, just always pray on it. You know, that's the most important thing. Get in line with God's purpose for you. Then break it down. Sometimes fear feels big because we're looking at it as a whole mountain. But take it step by step, mm-hmm. and you'll realize you'll be making some progress. That's what I had to do.
Absolutely. And in addition to that, of course, you know, for me, it's all about action. You know, it's not just doing the thing even when I'm scared. It's just getting out there. All right, we're facing it head on. So if you wait until you're not afraid, you'll be waiting forever. And that's something that I feel like God has been teaching me to in this season. So you have to speak life over yourself and constantly remind yourself. Like, I always remind myself that of God's promises, and I always surround myself with people who do the same. I surround myself with people who are good and nurturing and loving. I surround myself with things that are also nurturing and loving to my mind too as well.
Exactly. And let's not forget the community, you know, having people who encourage you, like Brittany. That's for me. Helps you move forward even when you're, you know, you're shaking, you know, you're going through the things that you're going through.
Exactly. And that's so true. It's so true. We're your community and we're here to encourage you. So if you need support or someone to talk to, feel free to hit us up. We'd love to hear from you. And I'd love to always be there for my people, because I know that there are thousands of listeners and people that look like us and people who are like us and people who think like us. And I just want to let you know that you are not alone.
Nope, no. We're all here for you.
Exactly. So before we wrap this up, I want y'all to get a sneak peek into what's coming next week. We've got a very special guest, my girl Scarlett, and we're going to be talking about mental health for moms and postpartum and how to balance it all. You do not, and I mean you do not, want to miss this. It's going to be a real and raw conversation about the highs and the lows, and I think that is super helpful, especially a big part of this month too as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, y'all. So let's do a quick recap. Fear does not define you.
That's right. Break it down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, break it down. You gotta lean on your faith and take action. And remember, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. You are more than capable. You are more than that. And I want you to know, you gotta speak to the mountains in your life.
That's right. You know, fear will try to stop you, but faith is stronger.
Faith is always stronger.
Yeah.
Faith is always stronger. So thank you guys so much for joining us today. Q, it's always a blessing to have you by my side. And to everyone listening, if this episode blessed you, don't forget to subscribe, leave a review. I want to hear back from you guys. Of course, as you know, this is our first podcast. It's my first podcast, and my baby. And I want you to share it with a friend who needs it. Seriously, I want you to take a second right now and hit that share button. Hit that like button and help us spread the message of faith and overcoming. I just want you to also know that this is authentically raw. This is always going to be real. This is a journey. This is an insight of the fact that we are human, but we are trying and we are going to conquer everything that comes our way. And it's always good to have questions because there are always going to be answers for them. So love you all.
Thank you guys for having me, and thank you, of course, for everything that you do. I love you so much throughout the journey. I'm always going to be here with you throughout this podcast journey. You got this. This is your thing. You're good at it, so continue to do it.
Thank you. You did that.
Of course.
Well, we love you all. And remember to stay tuned for next week's episode. Until then, keep walking in faith. Keep your cups ready to get perfectly poured into, and don't forget, do not at all let fear hold you back. Stay blessed.